the story that I have is that we're seeing houses being built at the moment in Donegal that are probably going to fail the test in 5 or 15 or 10 years' time. It's just not on, in my opinion. And the annoying thing about everything that's going on and the stress that's bringing to people is that our government and the other TDs in Dublin, they all think this is all sorted. My motion the last day was to write to the Taoiseach and write to all the TDs to tell them that houses are still being built in Donegal that are that have defective concrete. And, you know, it's our job to highlight this. For so long, nothing has been done about it. So my opinion is that, you know, we've got to keep shouting. We've got to keep telling them that, you know, if we don't fix it now, when is it going to be fixed?
What struck me about this whenever you made that motion is it would be in government's interest to do this in terms of financial planning down the line, so that when they get the scheme done and get the houses remediated, that's it, that it's not going to be like a second wave again of having to set up a second scheme, or third scheme, I should say, to remediate more houses in 20 years' time.
Yeah, like houses should be built to last. It's the one thing that you should be able, you should be, you know, when you build it, you should be under... You shouldn't have to worry for the next 15 years, is it going to crumble? So, you know, until the government do the right thing and put the right regulations in place, they have regulations for everything else. Like if you buy a faulty car, or if you go to the bad chip shop, you know, we can close the chip shop down. So all them things, they have regulations, but the construction industry seems to be the one that they're not putting their effort into. And remember this, a home is your biggest investment in your lifetime. And I certainly did not or do not want to be undertaking to rebuild my house in the next few years. But I know now that I have to. But if you're setting out to build a new home in Donegal this year, how confident can you be that the blocks that you put into your building will be fit for purpose? That is our problem.
And of course there is a risk that the people who are having to rebuild their homes now because they have defective concrete could wind up in the same situation down the line.
Exactly. And it's for the lack of something very simple, like regulation.